Track 9. Continue south on Mulberry Street and cross Bayard Street. Stop and turn around. Notice that Bayard Street is also called Chu Zak Chung Way. If you can, Google his name. You will find a moving story of who he was and why this street is dedicated to him. If you don't have internet access now, write down his name and check later. Turn around and walk into Columbus Park and sit on one of its benches. And for your information, there are public restrooms near the bandstand. Throughout the 19th century, this area was home to tens of thousands of successive groups of immigrants, Irish and German, later Italians and Chinese, as well as Jews and African Americans, who lived in unspeakable poverty and overcrowded tenements. In 1890, reformer Jacob Riis revealed these terrible conditions in his exposé of urban poverty, How the Other Half Lives. The book and its famous photographs, some of which you can see on the website, help to motivate citizens concerned about the effects of these conditions on the poor, and also about the dangers that disease and political unrest pose to the rest of the city. They led a campaign to tear down the dilapidated tenements here and to create this park. Because of the large Italian population in the area, the park, opened in 1897, was named in honor of the 400th anniversary of Columbus coming to America. Look around you. What do you see? A different group of immigrants lives here now. While you're sitting on one of the benches, make some notes. Describe some of the people you see. Are there any children? What are they doing? What sounds do you hear? Long before this was an immigrant neighborhood, the area nearby was covered with water and called the Collect Pond. Remember we mentioned the canal, which was dug to drain the pond when we crossed Canal Street. Fed by underground natural springs, the collect was several acres in size and provided much of the city's water supply. In the 18th century, wealthy New Yorkers swam in and ice skated on the pond. But by the end of that century, an environmental disaster was taking shape. Slaughterhouses, stockyards, and tanneries for curing animal hides grew up. Rotting animal carcasses and chemicals polluted the once clean water. The city government drained the foul waters and filled the pond. Landlords threw up cheap housing. Poor immigrant men, women, and children crowded into every space. The first and most notorious slum in America, Five Points, was born. By the 1830s, Five Points was known throughout the United States as a neighborhood racked by poverty, crime, drunkenness, rioting, prostitution, and disease. In the 1840s, its reputation became international when Charles Dickens, the famous English author, wrote a description of the neighborhood in his 1842 book, American Notes.
Poverty and wretchedness are rife. The coarse and bloated faces at the door have counterparts at home and all the wide world over. Debauchery has made the very houses prematurely old. See how the rotten beams are tumbling down, and how the patched and broken windows seem to scowl dimly, like eyes that have been hurt in drunken frays.
But the Irish immigrants who lived here would have seen the neighborhood quite differently. It was their home. According to a local missionary who visited every apartment in Five Points,
"To me, it is a matter of surprise that in the majority of these families there's so much that is decent, even respectable. For a large proportion of these families, though poor, are virtuous and comparatively cleanly. Some of them are the model of neatness."
Keep both those quotes in mind when we get to the Church of the Transfiguration, where Five Pointers, despite their poverty, attended Mass, married, sent their children to school, and supported the church with their donations.